This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and I don't know what's going on with this eye tonight, but something's going on with it.
She's like a pirate.
I know, I feel like I need like the little pirate pack. That's why I've got the glasses on. It kind of helps hide it a little.
Yeah, she's a Kristen Fury with one got one eye open.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe I got scratched by a
flurkin.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. I'll keep an eye on you. I'm Al Jongo, also not Nick Fury, clearly, but like Shang-Chi on an egg roll diet. It's nothing but egg rolls. But if you haven't listened to the show before, you know I'm a huge Marvel, Disney, and Star Wars fan. This is how we roll. And I'm also running the board for today, as I do every day on the show.
I was gonna say,
I don't know why.
So appreciate you.
You know, I'm going off script because something distracted me from my machine in the corner. So I was just like, "Oh, great." So let me just ramble. So I'm going to stop now and turn it over to Kat.
And that's me. I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, the Grinch.
And who's our special guest?
Joined by the Sophia to my Dorothy. This is my mother, Marie. If you're watching the show, you can tell that I'm her little clone.
And the crowd goes wild.
Which we are so happy to have.
Yes.
And I am so happy to be here.
Yay.
It doesn't seem like it's been over a year since we've
It's been forever.
It's been a minute.
But we're happy to have a fourth seat for today's holiday show. This is the final show before our holiday break, if you will. Hiatus.
And Christmas hiatus.
You know what I also have to say? I hope everyone had, those who celebrate, hope everyone had a great Hanukkah. So funny, we have a few people at work who are Jewish and they have a desk, and of course they have the little dreidel and everything and all the coins out there.
What's that,
this is how I roll. I know, but by the time they hear this, you know, they might hear it and it's
in the future.
In the future, it'll all be done. You know, they're not everybody listens to it, you know, at the same time. So, but no one comes up to my desk and says, "Happy Hanukkah." And I said, "Well, happy Hanukkah," you know. And of course, what I do, I took some candy. So that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Take the coins. Oh, that's what they're there.
Who was I telling you about? Was it Smokey Robinson? It was somebody.
No, not,
who was
not
it?
Smokey. The one that's on the.
I don't know.
Katie
there was
Perry.
A.
Katie
no,
Perry.
No, yeah, no. Was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Lionel Richie. Okay. It was, I think it was Smokey Robinson. But somebody posted a video of him doing a cameo and they spelled Hanukkah the CH way. And he was like, "Your mom wanted me to send you a message just to say happy Chanukah. I don't know what Chanukah is, but I hope it's great." And I was like, this is so wholesome.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh my God. First of all, read a book. Second of all, thank you.
Oh, well, you know, You know, sometimes I have no excuse for that. I just
it was just it was so funny.
But yeah, anyway. I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, let's spin the dreidel and have fun today.
Yay! On
today's holiday show. It is the end of the year and end of this season, and we're just so happy and grateful that you're along for the ride. What a great time we had this year.
It's been a long year, but it has been full of great things.
It certainly has. It certainly has. What are we talking about today, Chris?
Food.
Oh, are we? Is that right?
For a change.
You don't say.
The cat did the majority of the notes since I was at a funeral today. So, you know, there's some other things to do with food.
Okay, yeah. Menu updates and
chicken guy
and Trader Sam's and a bunch of questions and stuff we're going to answer for you today. It's going to be an XL. Yeah. It's going to be a double XL show today. So,
hooray.
So where should we start, Kat?
Oh, well, let's start with the menu updates.
Do it.
We'll kick it off over at Magic Kingdom, and Transportation and Ticket Center, Joffrey's, is offering a Highway in the Sky horchata. Cool. It sounds lovely. We love horchata. At Disney Springs, the newly opened Eat by Manish Chauhan is, of course, open. And for the holidays, they're serving a Yule Chai greeting, which I assume is a drink or a dessert. Either way, I'm in. We love chai.
Me too.
It's not on this list, but Summer House by the Lake is going to be opening officially on the 14th, which, if you're listening, is today.
Wow.
Yes.
And last week we didn't know.
We had no idea. But now they're going to be open, and they're going to be accepting reservations starting the 14th. It looks like they did not have this information when we were reading about it last week or the week before, but I guess they have a cookie bar.
Whoa. Ooh.
They have a cookie bar, and oh, where did I put it? I have the list. The list of the cookies is like outrageous.
Okay.
They have a gluten-free option, all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so that's new over at Disney Springs. Hotels, Cruise Cup Lounge is added prime rib sliders. They're back. They were old favorites, and now they're back. The Tambu Lounge at the Polynesian has removed the Magical Star Cocktail, RIP Magical Star Cocktail.
Oh, wow.
I know. The whiskey
it's not removed. It's been there forever.
I know. It's not on the regular menu anymore.
Wow.
But I bet you can still get it.
Yeah, for sure. It's like vodka and blue curacao. Nothing. They've also removed the Whiskey Breeze, the Golden Haze Margarita, and added a pineapple mule, the indigo hibiscus, and a pina colada. Hmm. Aljon, this one's for you.
Okay.
River Roost has added a holiday fruit cake old fashioned.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Okay. So, confession time. I don't mind me a fruit cake.
I know. That's why I said it.
Yes.
Only two people
in the world that like fruitcake. You. Yeah, yeah. Send your fruit cake. But
I will say, my dad, even though I'm not a fruitcake person, my dad makes a really good fruitcake because it's not like dry where like you go to bite into it and the whole thing like falls apart. It actually all stays together and it's
not too dense.
It's moist.
Well, I think that's why your dad likes me, because I eat the fruitcake. Like, no, this
he likes you because like what he has made. Because Mom and Lori are the ones who do all of the cookies except for the date bars and the fruitcake.
I eat those. Yeah.
And he's tried many different recipes of fruitcake.
Yes. Anyway.
All right.
Welcome down to Tampa City.
Centertown Market has removed their fried yucca ball. California Grill has added a spiced fall panna cotta, a pomegranate and quince salad, and removed the Meyer lemon chiffon cake, the heirloom tomato salad, and the California stone fruit salad.
Aww.
Yeah, all good things. That's too bad. Out of season. Kristen, you want to take us to Disneyland?
Sure. Over at Stage Door Cafe, they have added the holiday wreath funnel cake.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the picture of it?
I have not.
It's so cute. It like has a wreath made of frosting on top of it.
Ooh.
It's really adorable.
Very sugary.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. 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 You're going to get diabetes from it for sure. But it's adorable. It'll be cute diabetes.
This is like the third time that it's been said today. It's
hilarious. We were at the company's Christmas party today. And
that was the second time it was said.
Yeah. I literally, what did I say? I said we were eating all the macaroons.
Oh, yes. It's they like, had really good macaroons.
I have awesome macaroons. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Give the gift of diabetes.
Oh. I'll tell you though, the best one was a lemon poppy seed macaroon.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I could have just like swiped all of them and taken them home to eat.
Oh,
later.
You should have seen people taking bowls of the macaroons. I'm like, holy. Yeah, they have no shame. Go, you know, more power to you.
Earn that holiday bonus. That's what I say.
Exactly. Have fun with the macaroons. Anyway.
So over at Smoke Jumpers Grill, they added the breakfast sandwich, classic breakfast burrito, and a breakfast cold brew. Mm-hmm. Terran Treats has removed the berry mojito pie.
Are you sure that's for? Yeah, it is them.
Weird.
Berry mojito pie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that they'd ever added that, but okay.
I don't know, but that's
great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it?
It's not on here. Okay. We were reading about it earlier. They added an ultimate French dip hot dog to the menu at Award Wieners for the monthly hot dog. So it's like a French dip with like onions and jalapenos and stuff in it. And then also a hot dog served with au jus and a film strip fry that apparently is very good.
Wow.
It sounds really weird.
Yeah.
I want to see a picture.
My phone's dead, or else I'd pull it up.
There you go. No, that's cool.
I mean, it just—I don't know. It just sounds so odd.
Oh, oh well. Before we move on to the next story, gang, it's time for you to play and dine for 50% off. That is a huge deal. Save money, Kristen. How can people save money? What's the deal all about?
Oh, yes. If you have kids ages 3 to 9, which some of you do.
We do.
That is true. We do. The Play and Dine offer is just for you. So with the purchase of a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day Walt Disney Travel Company package, which includes your room, your tickets, and your dining plan, those kids will get 50% off. Now, this is going to be good for March 3rd through March 24th and April 7th through June 30th. So if you are looking to travel like after spring break, this is perfect for you because you have a lot of availability.
I love it. Great. Book your trip to Walt Disney World. Take advantage of this great deal and so many others. There's deals for Disneyland. Of course, also Universal, tons of great deals at Universal going on right now.
And all the cruise lines are offering huge deals right now.
Oh, it's time. Go ahead and book that last minute trip if you want. You know, you might be looking to do something different. People want to get away
for the holidays. No, but you know, like I said before, if you have kids that little, the cost for the dining package, because you have to add it,
yep,
it adds up and it seems to be an awful lot. And to get it 50% off, that's a good deal.
It's a good deal indeed.
So if you're looking really, I mean, seriously, take advantage of this because this is the first time I've seen this deal in the 13 years of booking travel.
13 years, huh?
Yep. 13 years in February.
All right, gang. If you want Kristen to lend her expertise and book your next Disney, Universal, Adventures by Disney, or any cruise line, what's the email, Kristen?
ThemeParksandCruises@gmail.com.
Love it. All right. So moving onwards, upwards. Sandwich time at Chicken Guy. The mayor of Flavortown has got some new chicken sandwiches, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Okay, have you ever eaten a chicken guy before? Anybody?
Yes, mom loves chicken guy.
Okay, all right, mom, tell us about chicken guy. Why do you love it so much?
You know what? The chicken is tender. It's juicy. They have a bazillion different dips. It's just, I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, with so much dip, I feel right at home.
we do love a good dip.
Yeah, I love a good dip. Yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. Well,
hide the hummus. She's got a problem. Okay. Anyway,
dips. Yeah. I would say the dips are my favorite part. The chicken is very similar to Chick-fil-A, which is very common in you know, the Southeast.
Yeah.
So, like, to get that many choices, I'm like, I think you should have the ability, instead of having to pay, you should be able to go, like, I want one of each if you're getting, like, a lot of chicken.
Yeah. Give me the sauce plate.
Give me exactly.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I want.
They have got three new souped up sandwiches. So this is great, mom. Check this out. Hot honey, buffalo ranch, buffalo mac and cheese just appeared for everyone's delight. And, you know, honestly, they look pretty darn good to me.
Yeah.
I'll take a chicken guy sandwich. And, you know, it's affordably priced, I say, in relative to the rest of the Disney park.
I mean, it's not bad.
I mean, you're looking at anything from the classic being $7.99 to something like the buffalo mac and cheese, and it's stacked high at $9.99.
So the buffalo ranch makes me think of getting a chicken sandwich over at Chili's. They're buffalo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the hot honey, like, I want to know, is this really, I mean, you said Nashville hot honey. Is this really Nashville hot honey?
No way. There's no
I don't
way.
Think so either. I want to go to a place outside of Tennessee and have true Nashville hot chicken.
Ain't going
to
happen.
Do you remember we talked about how they're adding a Clyde's to Disneyland?
Yes.
I'm going to make my Katie try the Clyde's and give us an honest review, because she loves hot chicken too. Uh-huh. She's from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll be honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get a report.
I mean, Nashville hot chicken, if you can handle like habanero hot and hotter than that, like
ghost
if you
hot.
Eat like, yeah, if you eat stuff with that on it, Nashville hot chicken should still make you sweat. And if you're not sweating, it's not true Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah, it's dumbed down. So, you know, KFC had their attempt at Nashville hot chicken. And it was, and I would assume that this is very similar. I mean, first of all, you don't want to burn anyone's butts at the park. So that's probably a good idea. The fact that they didn't put Nashville hot is probably a good idea. It's hot honey. So, yes, there's a little bit of heat, a lot of sweet, probably.
No, Nashville hot honey.
It's not in the title, but it's evocative of that. You know, it's inspired it's in by. The,
no, it doesn't say inspired
but
it says it has.
It's not on the. It's honey. Not. It's a topping though, because it just says it's got. It's the honey plus the slaw plus the pickles on top of his hot tenders. So they're not Nashville hot tenders. It's just Nashville hot honey.
I want to know if the honey's really that hot.
I agree. I agree.
I doubt it. You see, mom's on my side.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody. I don't think it's gonna be.
It's not gonna be.
If you're gonna use that, like, if you're gonna describe something a certain way, it's like saying, "Hey, I'm gonna get a Detroit deep dish pizza, and it being like more like a Chicago pizza."
Aye.
You're like, "What? No, Aye. This isn't right." I'm just saying.
The great pizza debate of 2023. actually, there is no debate. I mean, everybody knows
you know where we stand.
Detroit pizza is the stuffing.
Oh, me. Yeah.
What's up?
Crust, man. Give me the baked crust, baby.
Buffalo Ranch. Motor City Pizza. That's what we get like from Costco. Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Ranch sandwich is what you would expect, but this is the kicker right here. Buffalo mac and cheese has smoked bacon, buffalo, SMC, and garlic parmesan.
Mm.
That sounds elevated to me, and I'm okay with that.
SMC one of the sauces? I think SMC is the sauce.
Yeah, SMC is what the hell sauce is it? Is it? It's I'm looking at the Boss of Sauce menu here.
It doesn't really matter. I just wanted to make sure I was sauce on the same the right track.
Yes.
Donkey
sauce only at Flavortown Chicken.
None of them are an SMC sauce.
Huh. Okay, so I'm reading this article a little bit more closely. Mm-hmm. And it says that last week they got rid of half their menu, half the sauce options. So there used to be 20 sauces, and now there's only 10.
I have to say.
Well.
That's disappointing.
Hmm. Interesting. Well,
it is disappointing, but.
Money, money, money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Hard to carry all those sauces, but you know, it's fine. Yeah, there you go. Well, there you go. Let's check it out. If you happen to eat over a Chicken Guy, feel free to tag us at Dining at Disney and let us know what you think of the new sandwiches and the reduced sauce bar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got tired of their staff wandering around with, like, you know, 20 things on their belt. It's like,
yep.
Isn't they have like a utility belt that had like all the sauces on it?
Oh my God, yes. I would die. They need it like a gun, like at the bar.
Yeah,
they do. They do. But I can just imagine, you know, there's your little utility belt. It's like, holy sauce is bad, man. It's one of 20 sauces for you. Pull one out for you. All right. Tiki mug alert. Tiki mug alert.
Yes.
Kat, you want to roll this one?
Yes. I was so disappointed that they released this in Disneyland and I wasn't able to get it. But now I might be able to get it when we go. They have released a Little Mermaid inspired Ursula's Cauldron Tiki mug.
Yeah.
It is enormous.
Really?
Yeah. It's huge. It's like a bowl. It's like the Oa bowl.
Yeah, we've got one of those.
Yeah. And for $75 two per person while supplies last, which they may not last long, but at that price, who knows, you could get either your choice of a Sign the Scroll, which is Kraken Black Spice Rum, Blue Curacao, Passion Fruit, and Pomegranate Juice in that bowl, or a Just Your Voice, which is pomegranate juice with flavors of red passion fruit and blue curacao topped with a soda water. So they had a release, a lineup. You could sign up as early as 6 a.m. to get these mugs. It looked very crowded over there at Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. And it was very crowded at Disneyland when they released this a couple weeks ago. But the bowl itself is so cool. Yeah. It looks like when Ursula's casting her spells and has the big ball in the middle, the like pearl of the ocean that she can see Ariel in. Yep. It's so cute.
Yeah. I love the collectible mugs and glasses and all that.
Yeah. And I feel like the last big one was the Nautilus, which they still have, but I like that they're doing a different, like kind of bigger one instead of just the same six in different colors.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that they come in waves, so like you'll get the first wave, and I think if I'm not mistaken, they're stamped
editions.
Or numbered.
Yes, they are.
There's certain editions.
Yeah.
So if you're really discerning, you know, you want to get that first edition Ursula Tiki mug, go out there and collect them, because I think they are awesome collectibles. I really am a big fan of tiki mugs and tiki culture in general, but this mug is legit. It's really nice.
It's pretty special. Yeah.
I still want one of those black pearls from Disney World.
The drink is so gross.
Yeah,
black
pearl. But you know what? I've had that drink 3 times. It's hit or miss.
Oh, it's so gross. Kristen, it's so gross.
Some other times.
Is it like a batch drink? It's like this batch.
I don't know, but it's got like milk in it. It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I just can't.
It didn't have milk in it when I got it. It was, I think, coconut milk.
Yeah, coconut milk.
Yeah, it wasn't actual milk.
Oh, yeah, no. It was not good. I don't know. Maybe it was too long ago, but I just know it was not good. It had like, no.
It's mark on you.
No.
Like,
no.
Never again. No. No.
But if I see one at Tiki Days, I'll pick it up for you. Because somebody's always selling one of those, so
I bet.
Yeah, we like Trader Sam's. Anyway, is it, do we have, are we going to do this?
Disney dining plan.
Disney dining plan. So Disney dining plan is changing the snack credit rules. What?
Okay. So there used to be this rule that you could take your quick service credits and transfer them to, and I don't remember how many snack credits it was, but
three.
You could do, and I was thinking that's what it was, but I wasn't positive. But you can't do that anymore.
No.
Whatever the plan is what you get. So if you're doing the standard Disney dining plan, it is the one table service, the one quick service, and you can't take that quick service, turn it into snack credits. You have to do the quick service.
That feels like such a waste.
If you're not into quick service, yeah. We've used our quick service at unique places. So like
Woody's Lunchbox.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cantina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Mexico. We used to do it there. Or
of course. Of course.
Back when Wolfgang Puck's.
Oh, that was the best
Express.
Use. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was always our last day thing. We would go there and have like a nice meal, and then we would get like some stuff to take home.
Yeah, it was so
and
good.
Put it in the cooler and
get
on the way on the drive back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
a good idea.
Yeah, those really made your trip because it's bang for your buck. And you know, it's just one of those things that happen, you know. But I feel like some flexibility when you get the plan is super important because you just never know. And now it seems like now they might go off into the ether. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Flexibility was one of the coolest things about the Disney dining plan. But
it is crazy when you look at the pricing now, because first of all, they got rid of the deluxe plan that doesn't exist anymore, which is a shame.
Yes.
But the quick service plan is now $57.01 per night per adult, and then $23.83 per night per child. And then your basic plan.
I laugh because these prices, you can tell, oh, let's just make this percentage points. And just add it on top of this, because it's like, who sells something for $57.01? Who sells something for, this dining plan, that'll be $23.83, please. Thank you.
Well, the basic plan is now $94.28 per night per adult and $69 per night per child. I remember spending less than $94 for the deluxe dining plan.
I gotta see something here. I gotta see something on this article. And I'm asking because if this person, if this person is like from the UK writing this.
No. These are all correct.
It's legit. Because I'm like, these prices are fact.
No.
I'm like, what did you do? No. Like calculate VAT and like the UK currency? It's like,
what is this? 5% on top of 28%. Like,
No.
Because this is whack, man.
When this originally happened, I remember looking at it going, what happened to the, like, you know, instead of being $57.01, being $56.99 or $95.
Right.
I mean, that's what Disney's always done. And now they're like weird prices. And I was like, wait a second. What? Yeah.
Because, you know, the person in me is thinking, but did someone from the UK write this and basically did a conversion from euro
to weird.
Like, pounds.
To like, yeah, it's like, exactly. I'm sorry. Brexit.
Greek drachma. It's down. It's down. Can't help you.
Do you accept rubles? Are rubles part of this?
Hey, that's one of your better accents.
Boris from Rocky Bullwinkle.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that.
I loved Rocky. Rocky Bullwinkle was like one of my favorite shows to watch as a kid.
It's like a Red Guardian up in here all of a sudden.
Yes.
Natasha. Anyway. I bet you'd never hear that on a Disney podcast.
Welcome to chaos.
Welcome. You're welcome.
But yeah, those are the prices.
Okay.
And it's just around the corner, guys. I mean, we are just days away from the Disney Dining Plan being back. That's what's crazy.
Well,
yeah,
they needed to do it. They need to get people at the resort. Disney has had just an incredible, crazy year. And I think this is like, we need to bring people back to the parks. We need to bring people back and families back in a big way. So there you go. It's what people want. Listen to the people.
You know what this tells me?
What?
Is that the price of food has skyrocketed in the past like 5-6 years that we're now at.
Well,
that price point.
Supply chain during the pandy made prices incredibly high, but once they hit that high, they're never going to come back down.
No.
Like gas prices, once it gets up to a certain level, it's like, well, you can never undo that. No. So it's kind of like, here's the new normal that we're living in. So the price
is outrageous.
Yeah, the price of eggs has increased by 35% to 40% over the past 3 years. And so
try more like 200%.
Is it 200%?
Yeah, remember 59 cents and sometimes less at Aldi for eggs. And it's
Aldi showing our hands.
209 cents as we love Aldi. Day where we love
Aldi. Hey, there you go. We do love Aldi.
Yeah.
How can you not love Aldi and Costco?
This show has been brought to
you by places.
We need an endorsement, Mel. Okay.
Use code Boris to get 10%
save 20%.
That would
checkout.
Be amazing. No, okay. So we have one more story, right?
Am I Russian or Transylvanian? What am I? Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
One more story before we get into the questions.
Okay, what's the... Because
you got it all out of whack.
I got it out of whack?
Yeah.
I do.
That's okay. We'll let that happen.
It. Okay, what is it?
Last one.
Oh, is it this one?
I guess not.
No.
Maybe we're all out.
We're all out.
We are.
I think that was it. It was just the four, I think.
It's question time.
Okay, yeah. So question time.
Question time.
Yeah. Mom has questions.
Mom has questions.
I do. Okay, so when we go to Disney in March.
Okay, let's preface for listeners.
Go ahead.
So we're going to Disney in March as we usually do. And this trip will be the first trip with a baby. Who will be 10 months at the time.
Okay.
And my brother and sister-in-law do not have annual passes for the first time in a long time.
Okay.
So they are going to be with us for five days. Okay, so that's the backstory. Now ask your question.
So now, is there any deals on tickets?
Are they staying with you is the question.
Of course they are.
Chances are of finding deals on tickets are next to none.
Okay.
It does cost less to purchase them ahead of time than to go ahead and like wait till you're there and do all that.
And our listeners need to understand too that they're DVC.
Oh, they are, yes.
They're DVC. So
which is
Disney Vacation Club. If you aren't familiar, yes.
So that's the thing. Usually the discounts will come in a form of a package deal, which includes the resort and the tickets.
Right.
However, if they do want to buy, I mean, if they intend on going back within a year's time, they can always get an annual pass.
Yeah.
And then kind of save because, you know,
you have to plan it. Like if this is when we're going,
you have to plan your next trip.
Are we going to go again?
Yeah.
The end of the year, the beginning of the following year. Yeah.
Right. Because I did say that they are former annual pass holders. So maybe if they plan on bringing, you know, planning two trips, that there would be the savings.
If they're planning on two trips, that's a must.
There would be the savings.
Yeah.
So that's that. Okay. And I can't think of any other possible deals that they may they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's too young to take advantage of any of the kids' stuff at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he's a little older, we might come back to this conversation, obviously. But yeah, he's only going to be 10 months. So it's like we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff yet. It's just going to be, you know, regular mom stuff for Katie to worry about, but not as far as tickets or meal plans or anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
definitely take advantage of child swap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi. Hello. That. Welcome. You're looking at child swap.
And then you can think about strollers. Like, just renting them? I mean,
if you rent them, do it through Kingdom Strollers.
Yeah,
don't rent, whatever you do, do not rent through the park. It is ridiculously expensive. It is not a comfortable stroller for a child.
Or to push as an adult.
Okay,
that's fair. But Kingdom Strollers, we rented through them.
And we have a link. We have a link to the show.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They are super clean. They come with the rain cover. And there's even like a little bag that if you want to put like snacks and things like that in that little bag that comes with it.
And it's delivered to your resort. So it's kind of no worry.
Oh, and you leave it there.
Yeah, it's you leave it there. So you tell them what resort, they have it earmarked for you. So when you check in, oh, by the way, we have a stroller delivered to us. Great. You'll see it in the lobby. And it'll have your name to it.
Okay.
And then you just you leave it in there and you know, and it's all good. You know, you just, all I did was shake out my stroller and make sure it's all good. And then we left it there and then they took care of it. And it was just wonderful.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
And they, and a lot of, yeah.
And they have a really good.
We're using one of those when we saw you guys in November last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That was
a nice stroller.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a side by side. It was a side by side, and they have different levels of strollers you can rent from them. So you can decide what if you want something that's tandem, or you can have something that's.
They only have one, so of course, right now they have a single stroller.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, it's comfortable enough apparently that they'll fall asleep in that because ours did several times.
Okay.
All right.
And that FOMO, so yeah.
Oh, so do ours. Did you know? Wait, what?
Yeah.
I need to see everything.
Don't even look at you. Like, you're talking to me. Wait, there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Yeah. So definitely a stroller rental is super convenient. You know, and we drove down, but, you know, we drove down in our kind of, you know, it's a smaller SUV, so with the four of us.
But we had a van at the time.
Oh, we had a van at the time. That's true. Well, it was still super convenient. I'll be honest. It was super convenient.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely suggest Kingdom Strollers.
Okay.
You know, another way to kind of lessen the blow of park tickets would be, you know, right now, Disney gift cards at Costco are actually super.
We were just talking about this.
So you could get a 20, well, I guess they were selling like $20 gift cards for like $15.
Or you have
it was
or Target
credit card
$225 for $250.
Yeah, it was something like that. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to pay for the tickets in Disney gift cards, you can certainly go out and buy a bunch of gift cards and then save money that way.
That way,
mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
You know, and
yeah,
so I highly recommend doing
that. That's what we do, and we also use our credit card where we earn Disney points when we buy our gift cards. It's kind of like we
get
a pocket plus you get a discount card. To pay and then ultimately get discounted tickets. That's kind of the goal. Yeah. Any other tips and tricks, Kristen?
I'm just waiting for the questions.
Okay. Sorry.
I think that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's everyone. All?
I know. That's it. That's, you know.
Because we know everything.
Yes.
At 10 months, that's so tiny, too.
He's so little. He's little.
Wait another year, and there'll be a whole other.
Story. Yeah, a whole different story. It'll be fun.
And it's funny, no matter how many hundreds of times you've been as an adult, even if you've been with kids before,
it's always different.
It's like. It's just different.
Yeah.
There's new things to learn, but as Disney evolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, you know, she took me when I was his age, you know? Yeah. So she's doing it again as a grandma, as a Mimi. And it's just like a whole different experience because the park is so different. Mm-hmm. And then I hope they don't listen to this episode. My brother and sister-in-law are definitely different parents than my parents and my grandparents. So it's going to be an interesting learning curve. We'll do a lot of shows on that stuff after it happens.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a thing.
I can't wait. I mean, it's different for us going to the parks now because not that we stressed out about anything, but you know, you put your agenda aside and it's just all about the kids. So it's whatever.
It's all about the kids.
Yeah, the kids, you just, if they take a nap, they take a nap. If they need to get cooled off, which we always need to get cooled off, we just roll with it. And yeah, we're not able to ride Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, five times in a row. We'll just, you know, just hang out with the kids. It's fine. It's fine. That's to be expected.
That's when the monorail becomes a ride.
That's right.
Around and around,
right?
That's true. Yeah, daddy tram is taking off, kids. Let's hop in the stroller and let's go.
It's so real.
Yeah.
It's so real. Well, if he continues to be a FOMO child, we definitely can answer those questions because
it's going to happen, Kristen. He's a Gemini born on a full moon. He's going to be a psycho. That's my best friend. Okay.
So my best friend's son, who is now Connor is now 18. And I started going when he was 4. And he was like one of those just like chill kids. Like you put him in the stroller, and once it got close to like dinner time and we like push him along, eventually he would just like fall asleep in the stroller.
Yeah.
Okay, my kids.
No.
Oh no, no way in the world is that happening. And he was older than they've been going to the park. Now once it gets to be late night and you're like rolling on out. Yeah. Then they're like,
yeah.
Or if it's really hot and you're like sitting and you've given them something to drink and everybody's like just chilling out talking, that's the only other time they fell asleep.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, there's nothing going on. All the adults are just sitting around talking and they're leaving us little babies here.
Time for a nap. Goodbye.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for a nap. You know, yeah,
always
ready. Oh, I can't believe it. I'll sleep during the middle of the day. If we need to go park hopping, let's just go in the car. Can you just take a nap in the car? It's nice air conditioning here. I'll just take a nap in the car.
That's me. I need my 2 o'clock siesta.
Yes.
I need to have a break. That's what I do. I never
thought that when we had kids and we brought them to the park that I would be the one that need a nap. We'll build in the nap time for the kids. It'll be fine. It'll be great. I need nap time. Mommy needs nap time. Hey, you guys just watch Disney Channel. We'll just keep chilling. Don't bother me. It's true. It's still true today.
But you could fall asleep sitting up in a chair. I'm like, doesn't work for me. It.
You know, I've turned into total dad mode. I can sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, like that, give me a pillow. Give me someplace comfy. I've got to like lay down. Like I need to do. Yeah, but I don't. Yeah,
I need the couch or the bed or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere.
Gang, it's the Kat, last.
Yes. I've got to say, you look great. You look
thank you.
You look just rested and happy and like just well.
Yes, she looks well. She looks well and happy. That's what we like.
This is the best I've seen you look in a while. So I'm very happy to see
Thanks
that.
Thanks for not telling me that I look like crap on a regular basis. It means a lot.
I don't mean that. You know what I mean.
So since this is our last show before the holidays, I am really grateful that I'm getting to spend this time not only with my mom and my dad, but with my new nephew godson and my brother and sister-in-law and everybody here in Detroit, who I don't get to see as often as I'd like because I'm out suffering in California. And you know, this time of the year, it makes everyone really nostalgic. I'm nostalgic all the time, but you know, being here and you can't really see them from this little camera if you're watching the video stream, but in our my mom's kitchen, she has all these photos of us as kids at character dining. There's like me and my brother with Chippendale, and me and my brother with the genie. And on this side, there's my both my grandparents, my tita and my papa, with Pluto at a dining from like 1995.
Wow. Nice.
So, you know, I come here and I get nostalgic for all the things that, that we talk about and all the things that we celebrate, and the gift of the friendship that I have with you guys is definitely a part of that. And I just hope we all take the time. I'm going to just be that weirdo today, and we get to like celebrate each other and, you know, this season, and do a little giving and a little receiving. Hopefully, I hope your kids are happy and healthy. I hope you guys are happy and healthy. And your families outside of your home, your extended families are happy and healthy, because that's all we can ask for right now. And I love you guys. I love
that's
doing
the most
show.
Important thing.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Well, we love you too, Kat and Mom.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good people. And we love to surround ourselves with just good people. And absolutely. That's why we've been doing this show for a long time, because we have such a good time. We look forward to it every week.
I'm going to add on to Kat's little bit, and I am going to say that I am so glad that when I asked you if you wanted to be part of this show, that you did.
There was never a chance I was going to say no. Have you lost your like, mind?
And then and she started doing the show, and she's like, oh, my gosh, what am I
doing? What did I get into? No.
And that this has become every week. And there's weeks that, like, I say, him, I'm like, I don't want to do a show. And then it's like, I start doing it. And at the end of the show, I say to him, I'm like, I'm so glad, because it always makes me happy seeing you and getting a chance to talk with you. And of course, yes. We have conversations off camera too.
Yeah, of course. But the tangents that we go on here are not as singular as they seem.
No, but they're,
all of that tape is destroyed, by the way.
Oh, goodbye.
Tape, I'm dating myself. What am I, 1987? Oh, yeah, really. All those reel-to-reel tapes I kept.
I had to tape the other day, and I said something, and I went, wait a second, you mean like the tape, like the...
reel to reel,
and I was like, podcast. Yes,
yeah, only in Spotify.
No, both
can
my
you
hand,
that.
Both my hands.
Reel to reel,
reel to reel. Dining at Disney and the Watergate tapes. That's it.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to do a Nixon impersonation.
Oh, please don't.
Anyway, we're grateful for each other. And you know what, gang? We're grateful to our loyal listeners. You've made you've made this entire process great. And thank you so much for being along for the ride. This has been an amazing year, and we look forward to having you in the new year here in just a few weeks, as we talk about more food, fun, and just all kinds of awesome camaraderie and good times.
Well, and this year we did get to meet up with one of our very loyal listeners, Lindsay Marie.
Yes.
Because her husband and their little tiny baby came into town, which she's getting so big now.
Yes.
But that was nice that we got to meet up with them. So.
Absolutely.
Lindsay is the nicest person ever. She hypes me up on Instagram all the time.
Oh, she's awesome. She's so nice.
Lindsay, you're the best. We love you. We love you so much.
Yes, she's definitely great. So, and once again, thank you to our friends at Sorcerer Radio and the rest of the Sorcerer Radio Network and the clan and this Fun Zone and everybody at Disney Dorks. And I'm going into the credits. Should we just go into the credits?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. Where's the script?
I don't know it by now. Like,
I should have probably called the script up before I hit the music.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show, as well as that you guys have an amazing holiday season. Whether you are celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, or any of the other holidays that are out there, we hope you have a wonderful time with your family. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Hey, it was on time. You guys are the reason that we do this show. So if you do enjoy what we do and want to support us, please share, like, subscribe, give those 5-star reviews, because those mean so much to us and they help us so much when it comes to our channel. And speaking of support, if you want to do a little bit more, you can consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links. As we mentioned, we've got Amazon, Disney Store, as well as Kingdom Stroller and Garden Grocer if you are looking to go to Walt Disney World. And you can find all of those on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Aljon.
Yes. Let me just say that Middle Tennessee was ravaged by some tornadoes this past week, so our hearts go out to everybody there. And if you'd like to donate to the American Red Cross, you're more than welcome to do so. It'll definitely help out the cause here in Middle Tennessee. I will also say the holidays are a tough time for some people, so don't forget you're not alone. Don't forget you're not alone. There's always somebody there to help pick you up, so please feel free to reach out. And if you don't reach out, know that there will be another great podcast for you, and that we really appreciate you listening. So thank you so much for doing that. Find us on Instagram, if you will, Aljon Go on Instagram. Also, you can find me and Dave Bossert, formerly of Disney, with the Skull Rock podcast, where we're talking about Disney. John Musker is going to be on the show. We're going to talk about his new independent film, as well as so many other filmmakers. Don Hahn will be back on the show soon, so that'll be a lot of fun. And of course, you can find Kat on her Instagram at CAT_ASTROPHE. Check that out. Catastrophe. You can also check out the archive of Eat the Pictures podcast, where she has bite-sized podcasts about food, film, and fun everywhere podcasts are found. Kat?
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and at diningatdisney.com, of course. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and on their beautiful app. It's holiday time. They're playing holiday music, and it's a joy. We want to wish everyone a season of happiness and healthiness, and we will see you and you will hear us and see us, hopefully, in the new year. I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. This has been my mom,
Marie. Mom, Marie.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.